4 10 W Mobile.
KN 4 NAP.
Morning, how are you, Miss Carol, feeling today? You feeling better?
We finally got over it, but I tell you what, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. That's the worst I've ever been sick.
I had it in early December.
How's Susan doing?
Sit here, can't complain. She got to work this morning, and then Wednesday and Thursday.
Work?
Working part-time, 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah, it's Ken. Carol was in the bedroom asking me who it was. She heard a voice she was familiar with.
Said good morning. Yeah, Susan, she drawing Social Security and working 2 or 3 days a week. She can make the same money as working, you know, 5 days and having to work the weekends and everything. So she just did that.
Blame her. Don't blame her one bit. But, she'll keep her busy. That way she'll be up moving around and won't become a couch potato. And that's the worst thing you can do, believe me. I've learned the hard way.
Yeah, yesterday we canned up a bunch of meat, a bunch of beef, and a bunch of pork. And that, so that makes her, you know, makes dinner a lot easier when she gets home.
I saw that on Facebook. She posted it last night. How much did y'all get? Because it looked like a good bit.
We did like 13 pounds of beef and 10 pounds of pork. Ended up with almost 30 jars.
Y'all stayed busy doing that, but I don't blame you. The way prices are getting now, that's about the only way you can survive.
I did it. You can take, like, especially on the beef, you can take, like, a tough cut, like stew beef, and once you pressure can it, it's fork tender.
I have to get Carol to give that a try and see how it turns out for me, especially when I carry my teeth in my pocket.
When she gets home and uses that canned beef, we can be eating in 15 minutes.
A lot of time, but I tell you what, it looked good now. I got to admit, it did look tasty.
The good thing is you can control what you put in it. You know, you can control what salt, what spices and everything. And the good thing is if the power goes out, you know, it's still good since it's canned and you can eat it straight out of the jar.
One thing about having a gas stove, the igniter won't work if the power goes out, but that's what they make matches for. And we're able to cook if the power goes out. And I sort of like that. That's what I was raised up on with a gas stove, and that's what I was used to. And it's come in handy a couple of times. Power's gone out, and we're getting a little bit on the hunger side. Just go around and light up the stove, and we can still cook.
4-HX.
Patrick.
Ed, morning, Ken. Morning, Eric. Good to hear all of you. Well, Ed, I hope you don't have to go buy a new gas stove because they don't work that way anymore. You can't light them if the power's not on.
You can't light this one with the power off, but you can turn the gas on and strike a match and stick to it and it'll light up.
Pat, it won't turn the gas on.
I guess I better go get me an old wood stove, huh?
Government take something that was simple and usable and turn it into useless.
Well, one thing I'd say is our fault for putting the dummies in there.
Everybody's Christmas and New Year's.
And quiet.
Quiet over here. Hey, be careful coming down the mountain. It's pretty cool outside.
Great Christmas and a good New Year. It was really low-key and quiet. We were all sick with whatever that respiratory thing is going around. I tested negative for COVID, so it's probably just a flu, but I was sick as a dog for about a week and a half.
To hear the family was sick, that stinks on your time off. And, Ken, I'm already down the mountain. I just switched vehicles. I'm pulling out in the tool truck.
Good to hear you.
cough, but it's pretty much gone. In a couple more days, I'm sure I'll be fine. But this is my first day going back to the office because last week I just took the week off again because I was still sick. And so I've been off for 3 weeks straight.
Nice. Hey, they calling for maybe some winter weather down here on Friday. You guys keep your fingers crossed for me.
Last night, it didn't look like we were going to get anything where I am.
Oh, Friday and Saturday up around the house, but that was yesterday, so it may have changed already.
It was the day before.
But I generally don't start paying attention until about 3 days out.
Got hammered in Kentucky. They were supposed to get like 12 to 18 inches.
Most of us, it got hammered. Even up Asheville, Yancey, McDowell, all those counties up through there, they got a little bit of ice, but I hadn't heard of any major snow out of this storm.
Up with a FlashForge 3D printer at Christmas.
HKX to sync up there. Nice. I hear good things about those, too.
The software it uses is based on the Bamboo Lab software, so it's pretty much all the same. But, yeah, we did some prints with it, and I actually got a spool of ABS and printed out a prototype tool housing for a drill we're working on. So I'm bringing that into the office this morning. We're going to see how well it printed that, see if it can hold the frameless motor very well.
Know how the ABS worked out. I haven't tried it yet. I've got the PLA and PETG and one other PETG, one a little stronger, but I hadn't messed with it yet.
What I found is that you have to be careful with ABS to make sure you have support material because it will sag if you don't have it.
That with ABS because doing plumbing, that ABS pipe would be the same way. If you left it out in the sun, it would warp pretty bad.
It takes some high temperatures, but it also prints at a very high temperature at like 260 C, and the bed's like 110 C when it's printing. So it keeps it very hot for the entire print. So if you don't have that support material, it'll definitely sag and warp a little bit.
Like I said, you'll have to let me know. I'm curious about that. I got some the carbon fiber field. My son bought me a spool of it for Christmas, so I hadn't done anything with it yet. I got to get a hardened nozzle for mine before I can use it.
Different nozzles, and I'm not sure if this printer came with the hardened nozzles or not, but I did order the 0.25 nozzle for it. It came with a 0.4 and a 0.6. The 0.4 was pre-installed, so that's what we've been printing on, but I want to get the 0.25 to see if I get a little bit more precision out of it.
That's pretty much the way mine was, too, when it came. So, but I'm still learning to play with it and design in it. So.
Design.
I've been playing with Tinkercad, but I've been looking at trying to decide which one of the other ones I want to get because you got to buy those.
It works license for work, but it's too complicated. I can't even figure out how to draw a freaking circle in it. So I tried FreeCAD, and that was kind of the same way. I need something a little bit more intuitive than the full-blown 3D CAD programs because they seem to use a different intuition for their interfaces that I just don't understand.
Well, I've been looking mainly at the 360 Fusion.
That paid.
It's a free version, but I haven't messed with it yet because I didn't want to start learning one and then go to a paid version, which is what they're talking about doing because everything's online. You can't get a copy of it in the free version. So that's how come I haven't said I will do that yet because, like I said, I want to make sure I'm learning the one I want to deal with first.
Definitely a commitment, isn't it?
Ken, Ed, go ahead. Somebody else pick it up. We don't want to tie up the conversation.
An AP Friday. You're fine. I'm just sitting here drinking coffee and listening.
Ed, KN4TFW, just learning.
KF4MUF.
So Hope you had a good weekend.
Morning, Jody.
Morning, Jody. W2JKT.
I hope everybody had a good time or a good weekend. Yes, we did, Patrick. We had a great weekend. I hope yours is too, and hope everybody's day gets started and goes good.
But so far, no trouble getting down the mountain. So as long as the rain is the worst we got to deal with, we will be okay today.
Man, the cold rain, that's got to be bad on your profits for today, right?
Favors because you can't get the guys out to the truck, so, but we'll make the best of it, and there's always tomorrow.
Praise Eddie. So glad to hear all you guys getting back to work. Wife spent some money over the holidays. I need y'all working.
Need to get a part-time job to help yourself out.
KN4TFW.
Hey, Kenny, Jody, I can't believe you said that.
Good morning, dude. KO4HKX.
Morning, dude. W2JKT.
Any of you really till since last year?
Matthew, good morning to you, dude. KO4FUS.
And I know those voices, though. Is it?
I haven't been on here in the morning since, I think, December 16th or 17th. That was the last day I went into the office last year. So, name is Eric again, in case you missed it.
All right.
Romeo, India, Charlie, W2JKT.
Oh, God, I was close. Sorry, Eric.
Leave a lot.
Come in. Let's see, I got Jody, Patrick, Kenny, Eric. And there was another one. Who's the other one? Andrew.
Ed, come on in here, Ed.
Sitting here listening. Me and you talked earlier and kept things moving, so I'm letting everybody else have their turn.
Watch the ham radio reference in a TV show this week, if you guys are interested. Watching this older show called Americans, and it's about KGB spies in the United States in the early 80s, and they were using one of Jody's radios to communicate back with their handlers. It was a TM-711, I can't remember if it's a TS or a TM, but the 2-meter base station that Jody's got, they were using one of those in the show, tuned to 145 even, to communicate back with their mothership. They set it up and used it in their scene and then got rid of it. But I thought it was cool to see that in a TV show.
See that. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Kenwood TS-711A.
No movies.
They're pretty big in Contact and Phenomenon that I know of. I'm trying to think of some others.
N4AZE.
What?
It played in it. He had that Aurora light go over his house, and he talked to his son in the past or something.
Remember the name of the movie now?
Remember?
That one. It's definitely ringing a bell, but I don't have any specific good memory of it.
Probably wouldn't even, when I said Heathkit, y'all probably had no idea what I was talking about.
Heathkit is.
Y'all were too young.
That's a couple of Heathkits.
Are? The show. You remember it some, don't you?
I feel like you can't think of the name of it.
On the radio, that's, he's on 98.9, I think it is. We listen to it in the truck, but just got his ham license not long ago. Bill Frady took, he's in Rush Limbaugh's old spot between 12 and 3. Anybody y'all hear him?
I have talked to him on the radio and in person.
We listen to him all the time. He's a American, true American, right?
Like I said, he just got his license, so he's being drinking from a fire hose right now on the red ham radio part of it.
Ham radio, that's cool. Getting people aware of it, you know, and they may have to give us more frequencies if everybody starts jumping in, you know.
I was actually on his radio show right before Christmas.
And I'd like to listen to it.
He did well. It was pretty good.
Somehow via text or email or something.
That I'll see if I can't send it to you sometime today or tomorrow.
Or for me, sweetheart. N4AZ.
Put his morning or the repeater scratchy.
Say it's your radio. I've been trying to figure that out, but you're the only one that's scratchy coming into the repeater. I don't know if water got in your connection or something.
Okay, I'll be listening.
Water in it. Like, are you staying at home?
Staying home. A cup of coffee, but he is retired.
Hey, you retired? How long you been retired?
Sweet age of 48.
Good for you. Good man.
I'm 70.
Hear that? Now he's done it right.
I don't think he wanted to retire at 48.
Did it the hard way.
Well, you retired, but you did it. I did it. I did it about 10 years ago. I'm just now starting to enjoy it.
Every minute of it. I had a massive heart attack and had to have a quadruple bypass, and the police retirement board said go home, no more.
Oh, you did that, but you still should be fine, though. I mean, physically, they got that down pat now.
We're so good. I don't have too many complaints. It's just sometimes the old joints get too stiff, and I don't want to get up.
Well, doggone it. So that was, what, 30-something years ago you had all that done?
2001.
That's great, though. They got that working good. Yeah, when you have that done, you good to go, aren't you? Do everything you used to do.
But I still at times have bad days, but I make it through it. As long as I take my time, I can do pretty much whatever I want.
Who's it eat?
AP Friday.
And probably do. Overdue.
Don't want one.
From that guy.
Alright, so I'm laying off my biscuits in the morning for now.
Did y'all happen to hear that clip? You know Kennedy, Louisiana, John Kennedy, the senator. Well, he had a gun rights activist. He was doing a little, they were interviewing him, whatever, but she was telling him that, about how many people were killed a year with guns, whatnot, and, anyway, brought up heart attacks, you know, people, or heart disease is killing all, heart attacks and all that, killing people. He said, well, who kills the most? He said, well heart disease kills most people. You know, she's wanting to ban guns. And he asked her, he said, ban fried food? And she said, what's that got to do with it? So, well, that causes heart disease, and that kills more people than guns.
That's self-inflicted.
Yeah. It was on, I saw it on YouTube. It was funny. Mouth open, ready to catch a fly.
Mess up their own life, that's their business, but, don't mess up somebody else's.
Right. That didn't offend you.
Or left. I just do what makes sense.
Hey, Patrick. Pickles.
Maybe he just jumped out for a drink or breakfast or something.
Okay, yes, I've already made the switch. Like Eric said, I just stopped real quick.
Mondays, I forget where you go Mondays.
Today and easily.
In the rain.
Raising 123 today in the rain. they still drive like idiots.
About 123.3 easily, but man, I'd go any other way.
Still wanting to build stuff here. Bring more people in.
Walmart and Applebee's and that section right through there is the worst.
Over the weekend in Cleveland County, where Shelby is, where I live, there are going to be 6,000 new homes in the next 24 months.
Our infrastructure. That's what I'm saying. What are you going to do with all these people?
These mega communities that have like 1,000 homes, they're all packed in real tight, and they're just finishing one up next door to the school where Tommy goes, the high school, and they're building another one out on the bypass. You know, they're building this bypass to get around the other bypass in Shelby, because they built the first bypass and it got built up, and now it's a big traffic jam the whole time. So now they're building another bypass to go around the first bypass, and then they're already doing, you know, multi-thousand home developments on the new bypass. So it's just going to be a big mess.
Nowhere for them to put a bypass, and they had to put overpass.
No ideas.
Really complain about, you know, the roads, the infrastructure, all that, and then here they want to bring in thousands and thousands of more people. They're doing the same thing here, building all these. You can see all these sites going up.
Like, we've got Charlotte, we've got Asheville, we've got Greenville, we've got Hickory, all within commuting distance. So it's kind of like an epicenter of people trying to get out of the cities. 6,000 more families. That word about building any new schools or new anything else, fire departments or anything, not a peep about it. But, they got plenty of houses going in. So I don't know what they're going to, I don't know what they're thinking.
They're homeschooling.
About to graduate high school. The other one's 10. And I don't know, neither of us have really time to do homeschooling, but, man, I'd like to sometime.
I mean, work.
6 miles each way. So in 2 or 3 days a week.
Terrific. Kind of like Patrick, I'm sure he does a lot of miles, too.
Between the truck and the excursion, I average about 200 miles a day.
Me, I've got 170 a day just for the commute plus whatever we do at home. I bought this car in October of 22, and I've got 68,729 miles on it already.
Take care of your hemorrhoids, boy.
Hemorrhoids.
Streets every day.
I see a pain in the rear all the time. They're everywhere.
I never notice the people. I know you see them better than I can from where you're viewing the truck. The people that text. I mean, even the old people are doing it.
It's a horrible epidemic of people texting and driving.
The old people like 80s and 90s driving around texting.
A bunch of it throughout the day. Just watching one right now. the Suburban about took out a little Volkswagen bug.
For me, it's when they sit at a light after it turns green because they've got their head down in their phone and they don't realize the light turned green, so they just sit there.
Are you almost at work or what?
Time for Jody to destinate it. He's probably already there.
At work yet, are you?
Yards from turning on the road going down through the gate. So I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. Everybody have a safe day out there, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
73 Ken. Have a great day. Be safe. WTJKT.
Hey, Kenny, you got to get your handheld. You can talk to us some through the day. N4AZE.
KM4NAP.
I radio all day long, so another radio is not what I need, and working in a metal building, it doesn't work too good.
So, all right, we'll just catch you in the morning then. It's just down to you and me, isn't it?
That's one of the favorite things of being retired. You can be the last dog in the pack.
I've left here myself before I lose the repeater.
Now, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry, I doubled somebody.
is me. I got about another 10 minutes. Sorry about that, dude.
That was probably me. Good stuff, you know. I hadn't been doing it that long.
Hey, you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. KO4HKX. Hope you're enjoying that rainy ride into work.
Pretty JKT.
Talking to, hollering at you earlier this morning.
He's hollering at me. Good morning, y'all. Yeah, I just stopped to speak, got me a biscuit, and now I'm driving on into work again. It's doing all right this morning. I'm surprised it ain't doing anything crazy like snowing or something. It's 33
and 34
here.
We're here. Hey, Ed, you and me get a raise this year.
I figured, sat down and figured that I'm getting like $49 more.
That. Hey. Better way to spend that.
Spent.
Or what was it, 2% or 2.5% or something?
Yeah.
I know you mess with or used to or some airplane. I picked up a P-38 twin engine Winmac from the 50s airplane.
Is it a model or what are you saying? Is it a RC plane or something?
And from 19 and it's got the twin Winmac Mark IIs on it. You know, it's the airplane had the two long bodies on each side and the little pod in the middle. The pilot flew the fighter plane.
And you going to start your collection of control line planes?
Liking those things, and the grandson loves flying, you know. He just nuts over it. So I've got a little RC plane down here, and I fly every once in a while. He saw that thing and had a fit about a year ago. And now he's just airplane, 100% airplanes. I'm gonna take one a month and go hang it up in his bedroom. He'll be three, but he's sharp. He loves airplanes. So we got him one. We went down to they call that Hobby Connection in Easley and bought him a humongous plane hanging on the ceiling. You know, we hung it in his bedroom while they were out, and he had a fit over that. Or something, messed with them a little bit in the past.
I mean, well, it's still a good little while, but I mean, you start getting him in the thing, and actually fly that control line with him. I don't, he ain't got to have much experience, but usually it's fly it straight up and then bring it right back down. That's why the PT-19 was so good. It just go right back together.
Two of those PT-19s, I'm planning on us flying those or crashing them or something. That because I know you knew something, you know, PT-19s in 4A's that he
had one and let somebody else fly it. It goes straight up in the air and then comes straight back down, and that was all done and over with.
Paper bands.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, in 4A's that he
getting close, and the repeater's getting real scratchy here where I'm at, so I'm going to use this opportunity to say 7-3 to everybody. Everybody have a good, safe trip into work, and maybe I'll catch y'all, Andrew, you and Eric, this afternoon. And dude and Ken, I'll be in and out all day today. KO4HKX, 7-3 to the group.
Have a great day, and yeah, maybe we'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. W2JKT.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
Yeah, I'll leave the radio on down here, and I'll be at the end of the shop, but I might be able to hear you once in a while. Yeah, holler. Catch you in a little bit. N4AZ Toodles.
KO4C.
We duck out.
BX monitoring.
Stage monitoring.
N4AZ.
W2JKT, name here's Eric.
KO4CF, name here's Andrew.
Y'all, this is Brad, W4SBX.
Marshall, W4MKH, I'm sitting in the shack. Don't have to drive to work, but I do enjoy listening to you guys early in the morning.
Cool, and Brad, I talked to Brad a few times, but never you, Marshall. Good morning. This is Dude in Easley.
Always great to have some new folks in here. I don't think I've spoken with either of you, but yeah, name here is Eric, and I'm on my morning commute from Shelby, North Carolina, down to Anderson.
Drive W4SBX. I worked in Shelby and I live in Simpsonville, but that's a pretty long haul, and hopefully you don't hit no traffic. I guess you're coming down 85.
Yeah, I usually, I only go in 2 or 3 days a week, and I leave at 5 to make sure that I don't hit any traffic, and then I bug out of the office around 2:30 to head home just to make sure I don't hit the northbound mess going home. It's not too bad. I've been doing this for about 2.5 years now, and got a good routine down, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, if you time it right, you'd probably be all right. Anything close to 8 o'clock going through Greenville and stuff, you know, I guess it'll be bad. But, yeah, I'll get on the side. Nice talking to you. I think it was Marshall. And I'll let somebody else take over.
MKH, I've been here about a year and a half, up in Henderson before that for about a year. I'm over here north of 74 there, just where it crosses over to Green River, and extreme western end of Polk County. So I'm still learning the roads around up here, still learning the people and who's on the nets. I checked in several times with the net in Greenville. I even did that from Florida before I came up this way. So I'm just copying down call signs and learning people's names and know who to talk to.
Where you were? Where in Polk County did you say you were?
Onion Road is. I'm about half a mile west of that.
County, that's the one that's just west of Ruffin County, right?
Polk County butts up to that. Now I'm about a half a mile from the Polk County and Rutherford County line. So if you're coming across 74, you'll come across Union Road there at mile marker 173. And about a mile past that, you'll go over a bridge for the Green River. About 3/4 of a mile straight north of that.
Know where that is. We go out there for there's a vineyard out there we visit, Over Mountain, that I think's off of 173. I can't remember. And then we're out in Ruffin pretty frequently to go to Yellowstone Pizza and Pint for some good pizza. So yeah, we're out there pretty often from Shelby.
Mike gets me over to Shelby on Saturday mornings for the farmers market thing there quite often. And then what was the name of that pizza place? I haven't found a good pizza place up here.
It's on Pizza and Pints. It's on Trade Street in Ruffin. And, yeah, I'm at the farmer's market every morning, and I was really happy when the guy from New Jersey showed up with pretty good bagels. So I've been getting bagels over there in the morning along with our vegetables and meats and stuff.
In 4AZ Eddie.
It's a little weird because they're only open during the week. They don't actually open on weekends, so they're open from like 5 to 9 from Tuesday through Friday. I think everybody who works there is in a band, so they play on weekends and then they go make pizza during the week.
Pizza's good. So you say you travel all the way up to Hendo every day for work?
Carolina.
Jacksonville, North Carolina. Okay. So you don't have to go through the gorge up there every day then. That would be good.
No weather to worry about on my trip today.
2 8 inches of rain this morning, but it's only 33 degrees out there, so no ice.
I'm back up here for a, I think there's an accident here, 85 South. Stand by.
85, W4SBX. Be careful out there, my friend.
That lane southbound is blocked just south of exit 40, I think, on I-85 South. Right lane is blocked with an accident.
In the driving you were talking about earlier. At least that's a lot further down than I'm getting off, Eric.
There was a truck cab and a sedan involved, so they got the right lane blocked. The sedan didn't look like there was a whole lot left of the front end of it. Pizza, you know, I'm from New York City, so, you know, when I found them, it's not New York-style pizza, but it is definitely the best pizza I've had since moving to the South. crust is just incredibly good, and you know, they're like a farm to table. So all of their ingredients are great, and it's a great pizza all around.
That's where they make that picante sauce.
In
New York City, that's where they make that picante sauce.
Oh, I get it. I remember those commercials.
New York City! Money.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm starting to lose the repeater whenever I get south of exit 39 or so, I start to lose it. So I'm going to say good morning to you guys and wish you all a great day. Hopefully we'll catch you all again tomorrow morning on my way in. This is W2JKT.
Hey, I hadn't heard you since last year, so be safe today. We'll catch you next time. Pin 4AZE.
O4CF.
4MKH.
W4SBX.
Even I'm pulling up on my, getting off of my exit now, getting ready to pull up in the plant.
Oh no, Andrew.
Oh, you know, it is what it is.
How long do you have to be there today?
I'm not sure yet. It's probably been about 2 or 3, I assume, but all we're doing is just trying to get everything back together after all the construction happened over the holidays.
For you. Be home before you know it.
Well, I'm pulling in the parking lot now, so y'all gentlemen have a good one. Enjoy your rainy day, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final. Y'all have a good one. 7-3.
I'll tell you, and I'm going to have the radio on. I may not hear it every time, but if you holler and I happen to hear you, I'll come back to you. 73 is in 4AZE.
Drew, KM4NAP.
W4MKH.
73W4SBX.
Start back work to 12.
That's when my leave expires. I think 12 is on a Sunday. I'll go back to work on that Tuesday following. But looks like it's gonna happen, which I need to. But I was wanting to ask you guys if you heard about on the 11th they're having a ham fest in Greenwood, if we're going to attend or not.
They are having one in Greenwood this coming weekend.
That I've seen my brother-in-law's a ham, and he sent me a thing about it too, and I heard it on the radio the other day, and I just don't know if you was going to attend, and might try to look you up there and just, you know, get a face-to-face QSO over.
Stays dry, and it's not raining and snowing. I think me and the wife won't come down. She got an uncle that lives in Greenwood, so that'll take care of two birds with one stone. I can go to the ham fest, and she can possibly see her aunt and uncle.
I'll keep my eyes open for you guys. Remembering call signs is going to be the hard part, but I got me a name badge and a hat and everything. So be nice to see some people I've talked to on the radio up there, you know. So I'm going to get on the side, but appreciate you answering my question now.
No problem. I got my call sign on my cap, so you can't miss it.
Like a blind date.
Again, I've got a lot of call signs written down, but just wanted to know who I'm talking to, over.
Yeah, the name here is Ed. I'll hopefully get to see you this weekend if everything goes well.
From somebody there. Ed, what was your call sign again?
Ed.
I don't know. Did he fall asleep? I keyed on somebody, I ain't sure it was, but I apologize for that. But I've got like 4 call signs written down, and I didn't know what his call sign was. You know
it? I messed up. I picked up the wrong mic. It's Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa.
I didn't have that one written down, my friend Ed. I got KM4, and I didn't get the suffix.
Alpha Papa, it's KM4NAP, NAP.
I appreciate that, Ed, and Yeah, I'll try to look out for you this coming weekend if it all works out, you know. So 73 is, and I'm gonna get on the side.
Heading to the coffee pot.
Copy it out. W4FBX Friday.
Is Marshall still in there?
I'm still here listening. I'm trying to get all these call signs down and put names to them. I still know a lot of guys up here, so just trying to figure it out. And everybody seems to say their call sign too fast for me. I look it up, and if I even find one on QRZ, it's like over in Virginia or something like that, so I know I got the wrong one.
Not anymore. I just remember the names and or try to. It's enough trouble to try to remember everybody's voice and tie it with a name. But yeah, I hadn't wrote a call sign down in years.
Start doing that. Just remember the names. I have had yours, that's Gardner, right? Since I don't know, before Christmas, started listing, and I was writing them down to see who's in the area and who's out there this time of the morning. I'm usually up about 5:45. So I get on this while waiting for the net to start over on 7200 area, 7230 and 7225.
Yeah, but mine's November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, N4AZE. I've written down, so I won't forget it.
Like I said, I thought I recognized your voice, and I had your call sign down previously. I moved up here from Florida, where I'd lived my whole life down there, except from when I was in the Army, and I retired up here, and we got a place over in Green River Highlands. So I finally got wood and stuff to put up antennas, and I'm out of the HOA I was living in, so it gives me a little more freedom. I'm trying to get more active in the hobby and trying to set some direction for the year for my radios instead of just playing casually. I'm trying to actually work all states and some other things like that.
You're having fun with it. All I've got down here is somebody gave me this radio back during the storm, Helene, in September. It's just a little mag mount. I stuck it on the roof of the building. The roof is metal, so I just stuck it up there, ran a coax in here. It's a little mobile radio.
I'm on a mobile now, an Anytone, so it does DMR and analog. And then I've got another Yaesu I've had for like 20 years that's sitting over here. Once I rebuild my desk to add a couple new radios to it, I'm going to put that in the thing. I just got, let's see, two antennas up outside right now for HF and one for VHF. So I may do. I got to start using this stuff more than I do, but the wife's starting to complain that I spent all this money and never do anything with it. W4MKH for ID.
It's a homebrew antenna, just one wire, and I work everything off of it.
Publicity is the name of the game sometimes, or an improvision. Anybody else out there except for you and me right now, Gardner?
Dude, I hate that name.
You guys finish, my son will be there, so listen until he gets on and my wife gets up, W4FCM.
Brian, this is Brad in Simpsonville, South Carolina, W4SBX, Whiskey 4, Sugar Bravo, X-ray.
Meet you. Yeah, my name is Fred. I'm in driver's rest this rainy day. Yeah, I worked in Simpsonville, exit 27. Taught at Bryce Middle School for a while. One of the many schools, Judy James at the time. So been there many a time. I like W4FCM. Good to meet you, Brad.
Hello there, Brad.
Good morning, Fred.
I guess it's raining everywhere. Isn't it? They're just saying Friday's going to be sleet, rain, and snow. Our first snow. So, hey, yippee, happy sledding.
And hearing that, too, my daughter was telling me that's what's supposed to happen Friday. That could be messy. Yeah, and Brad is Dude, Delta Uniform Delta Echo.
Yeah, Dude, I remember your voices pretty much, so yours and Patrick's, and I'll get you in the morning. I listen each morning from 6 o'clock to about 7:30. So you guys have a good day. Be careful. I'm not sure if you're retired. I'm a retired teacher, so did my 25 years, fourth grade through university, after I did my doctorate at University of South Carolina. Now I get to enjoy grandchildren and chickens. So W4 Fox, sorry, Mike.
Good job, Fred.
Hey, when you teach special ed, they get up your face and scream, F you, Dr. Maxwell. I called my mom, she's so drunk, I'm like, that's what she could do to me. I did it. Just breathe, solicit JW. Sit down, son, get out of my face before I do something to you. Would never. He wants to see if I get mad. I didn't get mad, he got so mad, like, you're no fun. Anyhow, the special ed is never boring, but, came, did it, and done. It's W4FCM.
All right, Fred.
Looking back, they turned out to be good people and good friends, and I accepted the Lord, became a Christian, and as a Christian wife and family, and apologized, and where I was in my life then, said I wasn't a good spot, so I understood. We all been there and done it, W4FCM.
I don't hear that a lot. I'm a Christian also, in 4AZE.
Facebook and see my own profile there. I wasn't when I went to be Bob Jones. I was, a hellion, went there. That didn't go too well, so but in the process, my wife there, and so God had plans I didn't have for myself, so I'm thankful for that. W4FCM.
W4FCM, this is W4SBX. Fred, I got a question. I heard you say something about Bob Jones University or something. Come back with elementary to academy.
Yeah, well, my I went there from Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Science, and was a hellion, did everything wrong I could do. Ended up with academic probation, spiritual probation, disciplinary probation, 133 demerits at Permanent Campus. And then got accepted, the Lord got saved, and ended up teaching there after I got my doctorate, University of South Carolina. Yeah, our children have all gone there, went to the academy, met my wife there. I was an elementary ed major, cinema major, broadcast engineering major, missions major. So I ended up teaching. So, yep. Enjoyed it very much. And, hey, after going there, University of South Carolina was a cakewalk. It was tough. But my parents said, if you don't go there for them to straighten you out, we won't pay for Virginia Tech. So money talks. I worked four jobs and paid my way through and ended up not owing a penny. So I get these calls about your student loan. I think, no, four jobs. I don't owe anybody. Yeah, good to meet you. And, hey, all kind of brothers everywhere around the world. We're missionaries 6 years in Africa. And, had people there from BJ, so you never know, W4FCM.
Yeah, that is really cool, Fred. I don't even remember. I got in trouble there a lot, too. I got my GED in 88, so I don't know where before that. I got kicked out of the academy in my junior year. And try to make a long story short, I went to Wade Hampton High until Christmas of the same year, and then I got my GED in 88, and I was working full-time before I got out of high school, and then I joined the Marine Corps, but I didn't know if somehow we might have crossed paths around the same years or something, but 73 spread, and it's really, really good to talk to you this morning.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure, and so good to meet you people. That's what's fun about ham radio, and Lord bless you. And again, thanks for coming back to me. Never too much of a hurry for that. W4FCM. Be careful in the rain.
Your coffee?
Steve, I got back. I just sitting back and listening.
I'm sorry, guys. I got long-winded there. W4SBX, right? N4AZE.
KM4NAP.
Anybody got any idea on the how much sleet and stuff we're supposed to get? Is it going to be an ice storm or what?
Ice storm, but they keep changing it, so it's all up in the air right now, I think.
Stuff or stuff next weekend? My area of Polk County, so not much ice. It's all water, and I'm up to over a third of an inch since I've started talking here. The next weekend, I'm still hearing all kinds of things. Everybody's all over the place for that.
The weekend coming.
nuts on YouTube who have been predicting snow and blizzard and Armageddon for a month now. You can't predict weather that far out.
I don't think they know what it's going to do. I think they're just throwing darts at a dartboard.
I guess here, won't we? Sure. McDoctors, they get paid right or wrong, right? Well, we just got a generator put in. They just put it in, I think it was they finished it Thursday, and I'm dying to use it for at least a few hours.
I had one put in October of, actually October the year before last, and we used it for like 96 hours after the storm came through into September, so it definitely makes a difference, bud.
One, but it was what do you call it, open frame on wheels, and I've had it for 20-something years. It's still a great generator, but anytime it does this, I got to deal with it and make sure I got fuel and everything. It was just this last storm we had, it was, the stations were down. They couldn't pump fuel, so I had to start pumping out the cars here just to keep it running, you know. And I said, you know what, I'm going to get one that runs on natural gas after this.
125-gallon tanks of propane out there in the backyard to power it. I got 22K of watts out of this sucker, and it powers the whole house, the shed, and the pump out there, so we got water and everything during that. And we just strung a hose out to the street from the driveway and opened the house up to the neighbors that didn't have it during the storm. Came in handy. At Interact, W4MKH for ID.
It's a 24K Generac. It's white, and it just a box sitting there, and they tested it. They did an outage, they called it, and tested it and all that, so everything seemed to work good. But, yeah, the other one I had was a 10K, and I still got it. I'm going to keep it down here in the shop. I can run the shop with it. If, you know, you get snowed in or something, you hate to just stay in the house when I can be down here doing something, so... But, yeah, it never had one, and I didn't have to do anything, you know, constantly.
Who installed it for you?
Energy Solution.
Never Dark out of Campobello, I believe, is where they were located there in South Carolina. Did a great job, and they monitored. I can monitor it from my phone, so when I'm in Florida down there with the kids visiting, I can see what's going on here.
I've got to go out to the generator and tie in with it. I've got everything else is in the phone, but I've got to get the Wi-Fi set up on the generator itself, and then I'll have it hooked to the phone.
To monitor what you're doing, if you're traveling or something like that. And it's also, the generator has a built-in thermometer, so if you need to check temperature when you're away. I have a weather station I put in out here. Past year, so I can monitor the temperature and the wind, the rain stuff when I'm visiting the house in Florida with the kids.
Sure that the generator's sitting in.
If you go into the details for the generator, one of the things it shows down there is the current temperature.
Yeah, I didn't know it did. I haven't gotten into it yet other than just getting it set up with the serial number and the IP address and all that. I got all that in there and everything. Just got to do the generator, but now, when it's running, where is that thing located? Does it pick up, like when it's running, the temperature goes up?
While it's running, but I've got other thermometers on some of the cameras outside. My outdoor cameras for security have temperature gauges in them. And then I've got the weather station in the front yard, which is about maybe 40 yards away from that. And they all run pretty close, so... I don't know. It doesn't seem to be affected, at least from my perspective so far, by the generator running.
Temperature gauge for the generator itself, you know, to monitor the temperature, how hot it gets. But if it's not running, you know, it'd show the ambient, I guess.
2, 3, 4 other outside thermometers, either built into cameras or my weather stations and stuff like that. And then... And it runs pretty consistent with them, but I don't remember ever checking it while the thing's been running. But
works pretty great for that. So it's amazing, though. It's a little bit different in temperature sometimes just around your yard up here.